This is Community Voices on 919 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles, and hurrah! I am joined by our new co-host, Jeff Williams.
Woohoo! Jeff.
Hey, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, and welcome to Community Voices. You're not a stranger to the show. You've been on as a guest a few times.
I've been on a few times. I think I might have been, if not the first, one of the first, like early on. I think it was a Zoom call back at the times when we were all social distancing. Might have been my first Zoom experience, period. I believe I was sitting at Dim Art House. We talked about that. I think that's where I was when we first did that.
We will post those old interviews if anybody wants to check them out on the post for this segment today. I'm so excited to have a new colleague with Community Voices. Why were you interested to come to this side of the mic?
The job that I had before went away. Then when I saw that there was a possibility of a position here, I thought, wow, that might be kind of a cool thing to get on the other side of the microphone, which is coming back to me being in front of a microphone because, like with the band that I was with, Annihilate, I was on the side of the microphone, per se, a little bit different. But it was also, as I connect with community in a way, through like either art things I've done and, of course, the music. And also when I go out doing my bike rides even in different areas, I have been trying to reach out to different parts of the community, even like Springfield and also outside of that, the communities that surround us where, in a way, sometimes I think of it as if you're in Chicago or Los Angeles or wherever you happen to be, if it is more of a metropolitan thing, sometimes it takes 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get to another area, neighborhood that you want to go to. Ours might have a little more corn between, but it's still, you know, if I'm going to like a gallery in Lincoln, Illinois, or to over to Jacksonville or stuff like that, it still is kind of like the community. It's still an area that is all connected. Sometimes I've talked to different galleries even about that, about the fact that we are all connected, even if a lot of people do realize this. Sometimes it's nice to give a little bit more of a push and realize that connection that happens from community to community, not just like Springfield, us versus some other Griggsville, them, or some sort of a thing like that. And it's not like that at all. As I thought about it, I was like, man, that might be kind of a cool thing. Now, it will be a challenge for me. It'll be a new learning curve, catching up, you know, getting up to speed with everything. Just seemed like it'd be a cool, new, fresh challenge. Also a very good challenge, and incorporate some of the things that I have done in the past, even if it hasn't been necessarily in a strictly professional level. But I'm excited about interviewing people that I do know. I do know a pretty good amount of people in the area, but there's also a lot of people in the area I don't know, and then people that I have no idea about in surrounding areas too. All of it, I'm pretty excited about seeing how this goes, for sure.
I always enjoy someone who I haven't known at all.
Right.
And they come in and I'm, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation.
Uh-huh.
And you get to know this person. They're very cool.
Right.
And they tell you about what they do. Not often do you just meet somebody and say, tell me all about yourself. Tell
right.
me everything.
Right, right.
And on this show, you get an opportunity to really get some pretty good conversations to figure out backgrounds. And
mm-hmm.
also, sometimes they go deep. That
yeah.
can be really cool, too.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is hopefully, this is another thing, I hope it can work out where I can make the person feel as comfortable as they can, where they open up and it doesn't just seem like some sort of a staunch or quick sort of a thing, and just have it how it has been and have it continue forward with me now.
That's tremendous, Jeff. We're really excited to have Jeff Williams as one of the new co-hosts for Community Voices. Hopefully, we'll be posting a second position too, so keep your eyes open for that. In the meantime, Jeff and I will continue to advance the ball forward. If you know Jeff and now you're like, hey, I can talk to Jeff, the way to go about that is you can email us at communityvoices@mprillinois.org. Whatever you want to talk about, let us know. One of us will follow up with you and see what we can work out. Lots of ideas, just working on who to get on already. You were mentioning sort of this sense of getting out into the community and how art galleries, et cetera, are know of each other and really see each other. What I'm seeing is less competition and more cooperation.
Right. And that has been something that I've noticed has happened more and more over time, at least the people that I've talked to. And I don't mean for this to sound bad, but sometimes, and this is just based off of, you know, people I've talked to in different areas where it's not Decatur MacArthur versus Springfield Lanphier, where sometimes it's like, oh, wow, yeah, that's true. We're kind of all on the same wavelength. We're all kind of wanting to do the same things. And also a lot of times it can be, I don't want my feelings hurt. If you're reaching out to a new area, especially in the any of the arts world, rejection is tough. Well, anybody, for anybody, it's just tough. Sometimes you have to just to see how it kind of comes back to you. And then to get outside of your comfort zone, realize that we all are in this together and trying to work together. We can create something a little different or a little bit more than we would with just ourselves or our small subset.
One of the things that I've seen a lot lately as they talk about partisanship and sort of a social divide that's happening is the first step, the number one thing is start having conversations with other people. Mm-hmm. And you quickly find out that they're people, not some figment of opposition.
Right.
Community voices really helps in letting you know that these people exist in the community and here's what they're about. Please talk to them.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of your background. Obviously, Annihilate was an amazing thing you've been doing. They sort of seem to have come back
a little bit more lately. Playing some shows. Yeah, we took some time off starting in late 2019 and then didn't play a show again until very late 2025. A lot of that was on me. The other guys in the band were ready to go. I had some, just me personally, I was like, man, I just don't know if it's going to be, will people be disappointed if we start playing again? A lot of it was in my head, you know, so I had to get past that. And then people have been super, super supportive and nice. When I'm up there playing, I'm out of breath a lot more than I used to be. There's no doubt about it. But everybody's been really nice when we have been able to play and get back out into the community.
The crowds at the shows indicate that they're real happy to see you guys.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's very, very nice people. Thank you, everybody.
For those that don't know, Annihilate toured nationally back in the day.
Yeah, we toured nationally through all the United States, Canada, through a huge chunk of the 90s where we were either going out on our own or going out on supportive bands. A lot of it fell out in the genre of the, like, kind of the punk rock or the ska bands a lot of the times. From there was like Mindless Self-Indulgence or the Vandals, played with Faith No More, Smashing Pumpkins, opened for Uncle Tupelo way back, which then became, well, split into a couple of other bands, Sunvolt and Wilco. To me, a ska legend, the Specials, got to open for them. It was kind of crazy, these connections that we would have. Where, you know, Sandra Bullock would, you know, came to see us like a few times. And it was sort of a nutty thing where we were, as Scott Fangold once said, who's been involved in the Springfield community quite a bit, national unknowns, where we could go places and people would be there at the shows. And it was like, how did you even find out about us in, you know, Austin, Texas, or in New York or San Diego, or whatever it happened to be? That was a kind of a cool thing, because back when we first were doing it, there was no internet for people to use in that sort of a manner to spread the word, not that much, at least. It was sort of like a word of mouth, going to places, playing there the first time, maybe there's five people there, then the next time there'd be 25, and then grow from there. It was kind of a neat grassroots sort of a approach that we did for that time. Being on the road full time, like where you're gone for a month, come home for a week or two, go back out for 3 weeks, come home for a week or two, go back out. It's really, really cool, but it's crazy because for us it wasn't a problem, but sometimes other bands, the downtime, if they don't go out and explore the areas they're in, sometimes that can end up being sort of problematic if you get in your own head too much, just thinking about this one specific time that you're going to be on stage, let's say, and not taking advantage of where you're at in the country and the nuances that happen between regions, to how people are.
Any chance there's going to be new music?
If I can find some time somewhere along the line, maybe get some new songs together. Those guys ask me, the other guys in the band ask me sometimes. I might have to start writing again. I've written down some things. I might have to write full songs out.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles, and we're talking with our new co-host, Jeff Williams, most recently about his days in Annihilate, but you also have done art. One of the galleries was Perspectives out in Petersburg for a little
while. Yeah, Perspectives Gallery, Tony Lowenthal. It was a super, super nice gallery, really, really cool. Really did good things trying to get artists, not just from the Petersburg area, and not only from the Springfield area. Tony really tried to get people from across the United States. She understood that it was a smaller space. It didn't last for too long, but they gave it a really, really good run. And it was also cool to see the community, the people that it affected there, too. I remember she had a couple of events where people could come and talk about their artwork or just talk. And it was cool to see people that, first off, I'd never met before, but their backgrounds in art or just their thoughtfulness on whatever subject they wanted to talk about. Yeah, Perspectives was a really cool gallery. It was sad to see it go, but it still made an impact, even if it was a short run. It made a really nice impact. See some of the other artists, still some, and keep in contact with them. Yeah, that was a cool gallery.
Well, we were thankful for Tony as she sponsored Community Voices for a while.
Right on, yeah.
Were you one of the founders of the pharmacy?
I was one of the early members. After the first show that they had, I came on board right away after that. So I was one of the longer members when I was at the pharmacy for a while. I was in charge of membership there. And then after that, morphed into more of a events coordinator position and did that for a few years. Then just kind of wanted to have like my own little gallery. It was the same time there was an artist, Joe Wallace, who was moving back from Chicago area, who was involved in a lot of galleries up there. And Christy Freeman, who had Christy Studios, which was out at White Oaks Mall for quite a while. With Christy especially, she had, her son was pretty young at the time. She was the only one working there. It was kind of tough to close the gate up, run outside if she had to grab something out of her car to take her son with her and come back. She was just looking for a space, like a small space. The three of us kind of came together and started Dim Art House. So when COVID happened really soon after that, we started just doing kind of more of like a, would have people drop off their art, like maybe just out on the front porch. And then one of us would kind of be in charge of setting up a show in the gallery and then do kind of a walk through for people to watch from their homes or wherever they wanted to watch from before people were starting to get back out into the community again. Dim Art House was a cool thing. Took a little bit of a break and then kind of started to reestablish Dim on a small scale, but also a scale that where we can afford rent a little bit more. And Joe Wallace then is kind of doing his own thing, and Christy is really involved with her kids right now doing that, but they still have connections with them too and stuff.
Are you affiliated right now with any gallery, or are you just doing independent?
Just with like the Dim Art House, just kind of opened a new space inside of a local dance studio. It's been really nice doing that, getting like a small space established again.
If people get out on any of the bike trails here in town, they might bump into you.
Might bump into me there too. Yeah, I'm out on my bike. Right now, not as much as I should be, but then as it warms up more, I'll be out there more in the trail systems around Springfield or out in the surrounding area too. Yeah, for sure.
Excited to see what they do with the Third Street Rail.
Man, I know. I used to talk to Chris DeCenso when she was involved more in politics here in the area. Hey, what's happening with Third Street? She goes, it's happening. And I know there's new people involved with that. But yeah, I'm super excited to see what happens. That'd be a great corridor to go through Springfield, which would be like the Constitution Trail, which is in Bloomington Normal, that runs a vein that runs through the town, not on the outskirts of town. I love the ones that are kind of go through the outskirts of town too, but the one going straight through seems like it's been super beneficial for the Bloomington Normal area, definitely.
I think it's got a chance to be a little like the 606 in Chicago.
Man.
And things. You know, that'd be great, because they're saying there are opportunities to put some art installations around it and things. So it's still going to take a little time and some funding. This is Community Voices. We appreciate you joining us today. We are talking with our new co-host, Jeff Williams, artist, musician, business person, and now co-host of Community Voices. Jeff, as you look forward to the start of this, what comes to mind that you see coming your way?
Well, the one thing is, like, if I'm like, oh man, who should I ask? Who can I ask? And then if I trip out for a second and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I can't, I'm like, no, this person, then this person. So I've been thinking of a lot of different people, and it's kind of cool where it's not just going to be people that I know, but then I'm like, oh wow, I'm kind of interested in finding out more about this or this. And now I kind of can and kind of have it on air and have them say their thing about whatever it happens to be. So it's kind of cool to see how this opportunity, just where exactly it will go, because I might think I know where it will, but it'll probably go in a totally different direction, and I like it.
Yeah, interviews are fun when you just sort of follow the path.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to hearing your first segments as they start hitting the air soon. And thank you for joining us at NPR Illinois.
Thank you very, very much. I love it.
Community Voices has brought over 3,000 segments to you in our first 5 years. That's a lot of neighbors, organizations, and events to get to know. But there's nearly a 500,000 people in Central Illinois. So there's a long way to go. Help us. Suggest a guest. Email communityvoices@nprillinois.org. Get to know all of our neighbors with Community Voices, weekdays at noon and 10 p.m.